Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch joining us for our weekly City Hall update, including information about the Heritage Tree Program for Quincy 400 this year. Mayor, how will that be working?
Landscape them and focus with a large specimen tree, probably like 8-inch caliber, and then perhaps use that story or that tree to tell a story, either about that part of the city or a story about someone in the city or one of the immigrant groups of the city, but help us tell the story that we're trying to tell with all the 400 history that we've achieved over the last four centuries. So Dave Murphy's crew is handling that. I know they're first one they're tackling is right at Center Street by Bergen Parkway there, the old Lincoln Memorial site, which is unsightly. Mm. And this is going to be a nice addition to there. But there's a number of them around the city that we're working with. We've already tagged the trees at the nurseries, so you have to do them a certain time of year so they can be pre-dug before planted.
I see. Is there a way for the public to kind of follow that process, to see the trees and read the stories?
Oh, sure. Once, we'll be very active once we actually do the first one, and each of them will have, we'll be very public about it, mm-hmm. and help tell the story, and they'll be able to follow it online if they can't be there personally.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Look forward to that. Speaking of Quincy 400, big announcement yesterday that we now know the second concert that August weekend will be John Fogerty.
Yes, he's certainly a name I'm familiar with.
Likewise, it's our era, Mayor. So we
I'm not so sure my kids will know who the heck he is. But
well, that's their loss.
That's right. He has some big hits.
Oh yeah.
Looking forward to that. As we talked about, once you create the setting, set up the stage, lighting, sound, and everything, it made sense to do two rather than just one concert that weekend to take advantage of that. And so excited about that. We got to start praying for good weather now for Flag Day for those events.
Yes, indeed. Let's hope for sure. Pre-sale tickets begin at 10 o'clock this morning. So I'm assuming that's same as the Darius Rucker tickets, a reduced rate to begin with?
I believe so. I think that there's a number of people that signed up on the Quincy 400 website mm-hmm. and have emails and all of that. I think it's opened up to them first, and then the rest go Friday, as I understand.
Right, and it'll go quickly because the Darius Rucker tickets sold out that first week, so I'm sure.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, compared to Rucker, how popular John Fogerty is. We'll find out.
Oh, I think he's still got a lot of popularity, and the neat thing is he's performing with his two sons who have their own band.
That is cool. Yeah. Absolutely.
So that'll be a great weekend of music at the stadium. Any changes needed to the stadium before then?
No, I mean, the stadium is pretty well set up for the, obviously the Free Jack season. Mm-hmm. Some new stadium was put in this year by the Free Jacks of the city on the other side. Well, long term, we're looking at more improvements to the stadium with more seating. But it's in pretty good shape. And, of course, for a concert, you can put people on the field itself, so yep. you maximize the capacity of the place.
Yep. No mosh pits, though.
All right. No cigarettes, no gums.
None of that stuff. Is there, somebody asked me, is there alcohol being sold at these events?
I believe, yes. So the Free Jacks has a license, and I believe that will be the case, yes.
Yeah. They'll have a special permit for that, obviously, of course.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Looking forward to that. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about the City Council Ordinance Committee last night passed two new ordinances dealing with the salary issues for the mayor and city councilors. And basically, the ordinances set the salary and then the dates for when they'll be adjusted annually. But it removes provisions that called for an independent salary review committee and a public hearing. So it basically just ties the adjustments to the consumer price index for our area, and that's it. So is that something you think you would support?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of changes were made last night. I did see the language going into the meeting. I haven't talked to my chief of staff this morning, but I think that going forward, first of all, I want to reiterate to people that, we haven't taken the salary mm-hmm. increase, so that sits on the table, for at least for the mayor till the next term. City council's next term is coming up, so right. they would be able to take it in January. And then I think Councilor Kane was looking to try to put an end to the controversy about dealing with a major increase every decade or two, and try to build in something that, you know, is there and accepted. And I think the CPI is probably a good way to do that. I haven't reviewed the final document. I don't know what kind of changes were made last night, but on the face of it, it seems to me that it makes some sense.
Okay. Yeah, actually, Councilor Ash proposed some changes to kind of simplify the process and strictly tie it to the Consumer Price Index for the Boston, Cambridge, Newton, Mass, New Hampshire area.
Okay.
So Consumer Price Index is basically what? The price the consumers pay for items, right?
Yeah, it's a formula, I guess, that is used based on what's happening with inflation at the time and
right.
so forth. So it's, I guess it's as fair as anything you could probably get, I'm
right.
guessing. You know, there's some folks will never be happy as long as there's an increase. generally speaking, I think it takes the politics out of it going forward.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about money. It's getting to be budget season. Can you give us any preview of the next fiscal year's budget?
Well, we're working hard at it, Joe. I mean, we're speaking of inflation. You know, we get some major items in the budget that are tricky each and every year, and that, you know, finding out what the increase would be. For example, rubbish disposal, pickup and disposal, that's always a moving target. Health insurance for employees and retirees, always a moving target. And then, of course, energy and a lot of the lines, the way gas and everything has been this year, that's a moving target. I mean, the rest of it is pretty straightforward in that, you know, depending all, as I mentioned before, all the union salaries increases, negotiations are starting to happen now because all of the contracts end June 30th on the city side. Some on the school side June 30th, and others on the school side end of August. For example, the teachers QEA. So, you know, we're at the table now with a number of them, not all of them yet, but we'll be there. And then, of course, that part of the budget being dealt with on personnel will be determined by how we negotiate. We may have to take an estimate and put some money in reserve, because I don't believe we'll have a whole lot of them settled before we present the new budget.
I see. Which will be when? Is it still the first Monday in May?
That's what we're shooting for, yes.
Yeah. So it's getting there for sure.
It has to be presented under the law 45 days before the end of the fiscal year.
Okay.
So 45 days backwards, so the middle of May. So we usually try to shoot for the first Monday of May.
Yeah. Are you concerned about how the federal tariffs might impact what the city pays for items and services?
Well, we're watching everything. I mean, for example, we ordered fire engines and ladder trucks that I certainly hope the federal government looks into that world, but it's taken 3 and 4 years now to get equipment, and that's been going on since COVID, so I don't know how much worse it can get, quite frankly, as far as delivery of services. Certainly watching all of this stuff. I can't worry too much about things I can't control, but we're monitoring everything, including every bit of federal funding we get, whether it's discretionary grants or formula grants or direct appropriation from Congress. All of those things we're watching very closely, because it will have a major impact on our budget should those items, for example, Title I in the schools is a big item in our Quincy Public Schools, and if that was affected or cut in some way, that would be a big hit. So we're watching everything, doing the best we can under the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. It is springtime, despite the weather. I know you put up an update recently, Mayor, on the different road work projects that are going on. It seems like everywhere you turn these days.
Yes, indeed. It's always good to remind people because people forget quickly, but Southern Artery from Field Street to Furnace Brook to Newport, and then Newport all the way to State Street, North Quincy. We had major, major national grid work done, including the installation of a new 113,000-volt line that helps to electrify the city. And part two of that was to remove the old line. That's all completed. National Grid now has a contractor in place. They have to rebuild these roads according to our specifications, at least Newport and Southern Artery. Furnace Brook is a DCI roadway, and that work is now underway. So we're happy to have that finally coming to an end. It's been a few years since we first talked about that project. Of course, we have a number of road projects ongoing with our annual city contracts. We put out three different contracts in the course of the season. I know that we're underway on Independence Ave in South Quincy, for example. Independence Ave was a mess between Sweeney Funeral Home and the Braintree Line. That's being handled. Hancock Street, the next phase, the Roma's handling between Adams Street down to the stadium. So the sidewalks were done on one side already. They're working on the sidewalks on the other side, the odd side. And then, of course, that will be repaved. And that'll be ready for our big 400th parade. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's a number of side streets that are scheduled along with water main projects that will continue to be ongoing throughout the year.
Yep. And I know you mentioned folks should not assume that the city knows where a pothole is or where a streetlight outage is, so don't be afraid to report it.
Exactly. We have people that monitor those lines, and they're pretty responsive on getting on those things. I mean, what happens usually this time of year with streetlight shows, as the leaves start to come out, the street feels darker. Mm-hmm. So it's important that the streetlights that could be out are replaced, and our Department of Traffic, Parking, and Lighting would be on top of that. They do a nice job. So, yes, so we have a lot of streetlights throughout the city. We don't monitor them directly, so it's important for people to call it in.
Yep, absolutely. Finally tonight, Mayor, General Joseph Dunford being honored by the Quincy Lions Club.
Yes, which is always a treat. We appreciate what our service clubs do in our city, particularly the Lions Club tonight, for all their charitable work that happens here, and we thank them for all that. And they picked quite an honoree. I don't know how you top that next year, having the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and it'll be great to see General Dunford. Of course, as you know, we've been in touch with him on a regular basis as we're working on the Adams Presidential Center plans mm-hmm. and programs. So look forward to seeing him tonight, and we appreciate what the Lions Club does each and every day.
Yeah, it's at the Terrell Room, 6 to 9 this evening. Mayor, stay warm.
Indeed.
good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.